This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today we're going to talk about why your diet fails. And you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for the podcast. And if you're like me, you tried a bunch of different diets that haven't worked. But today we're going to talk about the reasons they don't work and what you can do to lose some weight. And I also am blessed today to tell you about our sponsor for this episode. We would like to thank Chelsea Road Productions, creators of the movie Ice Dragons, which was available for a limited time in theaters. But guess what? You can own the soon-to-be classic film and add it to your cherished family video collection. To learn more about the movie, go to icedragon.com for more information. Sorry about that. It's icedragonmovie.com for more information. And I did get to see a preview clip of it and absolutely loved it. There's a lot of parallels to the fall from the Garden of Eden, and it's done in a delightful style, not overkill with some of the typical movie types of things. So I think your kids will really love it. I know I am buying that for the grandkids. All right. So why does your diet fail? So these are the secrets that a fitness coach of mine and friend revealed. And this coach discussed how he helps people through a 10-day cleanse and why people fail to lose weight. And he jump starts it with a series of smoothie types of drinks. And so, these are healthy drinks that can be had. And I want to give a shout out to Andrew Layton, or Drew, as he is known to his friends. Big shout out to Drew, because he gave this presentation at a meeting I attended, and I told him, thank you so much for giving me an idea for my podcast, because truthfully, I am stuck. I lost some weight, and I've been reporting. I'll put some of the links in the show notes from some of the past episodes. But part of the problem is that we hit this roadblock, and then we think, oh my gosh, why am I even bothering, and go back to bad habits. So today we are going to explore the myth of dieting and why you can finally be successful by understanding some key points. And the first is that something we all know, especially as busy moms and dads, and that is, number one, fast food convenience. It is really not good for you, as we know, and that's why so many of these better and healthier options are out there, and they also have their calorie count. And I'm not going to list specific places because we do have a network sponsor. So I am going to say that a lot of times fast foods have processed ingredients such as white bread and meat products that are not good. I remember being on a really good for you health kick at one point, and like all I was really eating, which is something I actually really, really like, although I have to tell you, being Italian, I have a soft spot for bread. But I really like salads and protein. So, you know, like a big salad and some grilled chicken or some, you know, grilled steak or something like that, or even grilled fish. That's really my favorite and my preference. But after eating really healthy, I decided I was going to go to a fast food place, you know, because one of my sons wanted to go after a game. And I just took out like the bun and everything else, and all I had were the pickles and some ketchup and just the meat. After I ate that, my stomach was killing me, and I was thinking, what the heck is in that meat? because it was really grainy. It didn't taste like, you know, hamburgers we make at home, where I may use, you know, fresh organic beef. And so it was really bad. So after that, I was really, really cautious when I ate hamburgers out. The second is stress eating. How many of us eat when we're upset? Well, I used to say when I'm stressed, I don't eat. Well, sometimes I find that is true. For me, one of the problems I have is that I'll get hungry at weird times. So if I'm stressed and I'm walking around the house and trying to get things done, and it is 10 o'clock or 2 o'clock, those are the two times I have to avoid eating anything when I'm stressed. So what I do is I have stuff available to make a protein smoothie. I have some great stuff. I actually use protein from the For Life, and I'll put a link in for that. I really like their chocolate protein powder. Some people swear by their vanilla protein powder and they add fruit to that. But I really like the chocolate, and actually my kids take that, you know, use it for before they do sports. So they really like it as well. And I have never found a protein powder they liked. So that really helps me a lot over that little hump. And I don't use milk. I use almond milk. So again, you can use a high protein to kind of stop the cravings. The third is lack of sleep. And I'm going to go into that because that is really important. I'm going to share with you a little bit about that, and a story about my son related to that. So let's take a really quick commercial break and let's hear from our sponsor, and we will be right back. The animated feature Ice Dragon: Legend of the Blue Daisies blooms on big screens nationwide for a two-day family-friendly adventure. Take an amazing journey to an enchanted world that holds a secret, where hope is in a song. In select cinemas nationwide, March 24th and 26th only. Tickets are on sale now at phantomevents.com. If you missed the live event, purchase a copy for your home library on Blu-ray, digital, or DVD. Visit icedragonmovie.com for free resources for the kids. Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we are talking about why your diet fails. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. You can also go to the front page at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com, and there is a search bar feature there, and you can search for the words, you know, when why your diet fails to find the podcast show notes as well. So let's talk about sleep. Lack of sleep and also sleep apnea. So lack of sleep is just comes about when you're really busy and you just don't have, a lot of time to sleep. You know, I know people who tell me they sleep 4 hours a day, and that is great for them because they're able to do it. But the effects of lack of sleep can cause all kinds of things. I mean, it can even trigger manic depression in people. And the other thing it does is it affects your health so much that it can seriously mess up a whole bunch of your system so that your body goes into shock. So my son ended up with sleep apnea. He was snoring a lot, just fell asleep while watching TV and things like that. And then you could see that he had shortness of breath and would gasp for air. So we finally had him tested, and he did. And the doctor kind of scared him and said, I've only had one other friend who had sleep apnea as bad as yours. And it was a fellow doctor. And we prescribed this, you know, the CPAP, the sleep apnea, you know, breathing machine for in the evening. And she goes, and one thing I want to share with you is that he is no longer alive. And one of the reasons is he would fall asleep and just forget to put his machine on. So she said, you know, yours is so bad, you really need to make sure you use your machine. Well, one of the things he did was he lost 60 pounds. And in losing the weight, that he no longer needed it. So a lot of it could be caused by an overweight. But one of the things that we found out is that when you are sleep deprived, it kind of, you know, it's almost like it puts your body into shock, and it can really cause weight gain. It can cause stroke, it can cause heart disorders, and things like that. So it's really, really important. And another thing, it can cause is diabetes. So you do want to get your sleep. You don't want to be sleep deprived, because that really will help you, or will cause weight gain. The fourth is eating fast. Now, I eat fast. I'm hungry usually by the time I sit down, and I don't do a lot of talking when I eat. And so, you know, I am focused on my food. So it's funny because my daughter and I both eat fast, and the boys don't eat fast. And so one of the things I've had to do is push back from the table, and I've tried eating slow, and I've tried counting the number of chews and things like that. So if you have a way that solves the eating fast, please post it to me on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for the podcast Why Your Diet Fails and let me know what you have that you can share with me. But I do know that if you eat fast, what tends to happen is, especially if you're with other people who are eating, is you're going to want to get a second helping. So instead of doing that, figure out something else that you can do that will work for you. All right, so the next thing is watching TV for more than 2 hours. Did you realize that watching TV for more than 2 hours, basically being a couch potato, is not going to be a great thing? So I was really laughing when I was listening to this point, because I don't really have time to watch TV for that long. And so it's amazing to me that anyone has the time for that. But that's not a good thing. So again, I've done, I actually did a podcast on some of the devices that I've used to help me get in shape. And one of them is a Fitbit, and I actually found a really cute little bracelet for it. It's the cheapest one you can buy, and it works really great. I'm looking into some of the more complex ones, and I'll probably do a show on that in the future. Those monitor your heart and do a lot more, you know, for you. But what I like about this is that it will jiggle if you don't move for an hour. Like if you're sitting down for an hour, and which, you know, for me is like podcasting for a couple hours. So that really helps me, and it helps me to get going. This last thing is income. So it's hard to afford healthy foods, isn't it? And one of the things I was talking to my daughter about, because she has a large family, is that it is difficult to buy organics. So one of the things I did was I looked around and I found a wholesale organic produce. It has produce, and it has obviously produce is vegetables and meats and things like that, and cheeses. And it is about an hour and a half from my house, but I created an account. I had to fill out a lot of financial information for it. But if you buy less than $500 worth of food, you have to go pick it up there. And if you buy more than that, so if you co-opt with a bunch of people, they would actually deliver to a location nearby where you would still have to go pick it up, but it could be in like closer to the neighborhood. So I opted to go drive and pick it up, and I did this with a friend of mine, and we bought cases of, you know, organic kale and tomatoes, and we canned 75 pounds of tomatoes. I won't even tell you how long that took. But we, you know, parboiled them, and I blended them and even strained them to make my own jarred tomato sauce. And I didn't have a canner, but we were able to put them in a water bath in the oven and then take them out and put them on the counter. And then you could hear the little suction from the ball jars where it just sucked the lid down, and worked out really, really great. So you know, it can be done. It is a lot of work, but you can get fresh organic foods for a fraction of the price doing it that way. And one of the things I really want to say, you know, is if you do any kind of a fast, even doing a water fast one time, you know, once a day, and I know it's really difficult, and I've had headaches doing that. In fact, I stopped drinking coffee for a while. I'm not going to always ban coffee, but just for a short while. And I did have the headaches for the first few days. I am drinking some tea, but it is amazing what a cleanse will do to your body. So you can do something like a juice cleanse where you are just drinking juices. One of the things I will say that you need to be careful of is juice is very high in sugar. And so what I would recommend instead is to do to use vegetables. You can actually take fresh kale, strip it from the stems, freeze it, and then put that in, make a smoothie with that with protein powder, like a non-flavor protein powder and some almond milk. Something like that is really good. Also, eating things like almonds and walnuts, and I'm talking about, you know, if you can get them unprocessed, the better. They're expensive, I will say. So again, if you can buy them in bulk and buy them with a friend, that would be great. So hopefully these ideas have helped you and will help jumpstart your weight loss. And I want to thank you so much for listening to Vintage Homeschool Moms. Again, look for the show notes at Why Your Diet Fails on VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. And big shout out once again to our sponsor, Chelsea Productions, Chelsea Road Productions, and the creators of the movie The Ice Dragon. Go check it out at icedragonmovie.com for more information. And they've got all kinds of things for the kids to do as well. Thanks so much for listening. God bless. And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.